Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got incredible whistleblowers. People calling in have been recruited for InfraGuard to be spies. So we're going to be going to those people. They're already coming in. I've got to hurry through these calls. We've got a TSA whistleblower on right now. And we've got other whistleblowers. If you have been recruited to spy for InfraGuard or the clergy response teams, we will get to you. 800-259-9231. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Okay, going back to TSA, former TSA person, I guess you were implying you had to quit because of watching people be pulled out of line and harassed. Give us the data dump. I'm going to shut up. What type of stuff have you witnessed?
Oh, man. The last straw for me really was this kid came through. I think he was National Guard. He had his leg hurt. And one of the agents made him walk through the metal detector. Like, just, he made him walk. And he made him go.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him make people get out of wheelchairs that can't walk, and they make people hold him up, and they scream at him. I mean, it's pure dehumanization.
Yeah. And it's, like I said, it's not all the agents. A lot of the agents are just stupid and brainwashed, and they believe the whole 9/11 theory. And I've been awake for a while. I had to take the job because of the economy. And it gave me a really good inside view of as to how Big Sister works.
But I hear they try to run people off, though, that don't like all this.
They do. They do. And thus, you know, me quitting. But, yeah, they're basically a fraternity. They're not smart enough to orchestrate any conspiracy plans. But
oh, no, I agree. They're just setting the precedent to have government put their hands on you.
I agree with that. You know, to everybody out there, Alex Jones knows what he's talking about. You better listen, you know. He's right. Take it from an insider.
Well, thank you, sir. I wish that I wasn't right about this stuff. We're going to go to Steve in Colorado because he's been holding the longest, and then we've got a bunch of whistleblowers on the line. In fact, we had some there that were saying that they were had been recruited by InfraGuard, but then that person hung up. Two of them did. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I've got the other phone system loaded as well. Steve in Colorado, got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling. I live in a relatively small town, and I have an 8-year-old son in public school. The other day, he came home telling me that the teachers are teaching them the government owns everything, the government runs everything, and their job as citizens is to obey anything they're told.
No, that's admitted. They're told you'll be arrested if you talk bad about the president. I mean, this is what's going on now. My children went to private school 2 days a week, and it was pretty good curriculum, except they were accredited, so they had to do stuff telling them that Michelle Obama loved them and that she knew best for what they should eat.
Another thing, we send homemade snacks, which have way more nutrition than the fruit snacks and stuff that they approve, but they won't let him eat them. They send him back home.
Oh, yeah, no, that's already started in Illinois and other places. You're not allowed to pack the lunch now. You must buy and eat what the government says because your parents aren't good and they're not your parents, and we're going to give you inoculations without asking them.
Right. Right. So, you know, now we're looking into homeschool as much as we can. But
what town do you live in? I didn't know that was happening in Colorado. It was big news when Illinois did it.
We're in Conifer. It's a small mountain town. We're actually outside of it. We live outside of it, but
well, why don't you tell the control freaks that they're not God and you can send whatever food you want to the government training camp?
Actually, we had a meeting this morning, but they didn't want to listen to me. They just wanted to tell me my 8-year-old was too hyper and he needed to be put on medication.
Oh, yeah, that's the other deal. I mean, any young mammal, you know, that runs, you know, I guess if a puppy runs around and has energy, you need to give it a lobotomy. That's right. What the Ritalin does, gives you a chemical stunning. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Very evil parent calling in. Doesn't want to put his child on synthetic methamphetamine. All right, we're going to talk to whistleblowers straight ahead and a bunch of other calls. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. Show. What happened in Russia and Nazi Germany and East Germany is now happening here. The government has recruited over 100,000 preachers under the clergy response team. Over a 500,000, quote, executive managers that they admit. Some of the major magazines a few years ago, like Reason and others, have reported on that. It's been in the Associated Press, Reuters. There's also been confirmed reports that came out, 5 years ago, that the InfraGuard is being trained in emergencies, licensed to kill, the NDAA, all of this. And they're going and just asking people, hey, will you spy on your patients? Will you spy on your workers? Will you? And if you say, well, that doesn't sound very American, well, then they put that in a file. So that's really the spying that's happening right there. Then if you say you will, if you're kind of a ne'er-do-well, control-free pervert type, they recruit you up into the higher echelons as a collaborator with the takeover. And they'll send you out to talk up the Federal Reserve. They'll send you out to talk up smart growth, Agenda 21. They'll send you out and put you in different NGOs that they're setting up that they claim friends of this, friends of that, friends of sustainability. And then you will be the operative, and then you will get the plum jobs in the new organized economy. So I guess a lot of evil people listening are like, oh, great, I want to get recruited by this. And so good luck to you in that. A lot of people find out about the New World Order, they decide to join it, mainly out of fear, but also the power trip. And, again, I've told the story over the last year. I'm going to try to get him on air about it, that Homeland Security tried to recruit my dad, and he thought that it was a setup. And then he talked to other dentists, and they're like, no, I got visited last week at my house by Homeland Security, and it was different people. Sometimes they visit heads of hospital. The FBI visits them and says, we want you to spy on your employees, everybody. And they're like, are they connected to Al-Qaeda or terrorism? They go, no. Talking bad about the government, it's going to basically be illegal soon. You know, they tell them, and we need you to get ready to help us draw up lists for mass arrest. And the average weirdo just really gets off of that. Like, oh, yeah, oh, yes, sir. And so, oh, you're FBI. Let me slit my kids' throats right now in front of you because you're so good. I mean, the ATF's involved, you name it. Hey, let me just read this, and then I'm going to go to your calls here. We've got Daniel, who's a whistleblower, Robert's school spy story, Julio info on spying. We've got Mike in Texas, who's finishing up a caller from yesterday that never got on, so put him in the front of the line. We've got a line open here. If you are part of InfraGuard or recruited by it or they tried to recruit you, we want to hear from you. Because InfraGuard's admitted, clergy response team's admitted. And I know most of you who have been recruited, you did it out of fear that you were approached. You didn't want to say no. That's why the enemy's winning. We have to say no to this fear. 800-259-9231, and then I've got another phone system full of calls as well we'll get to after this group of calls. 800-259-9231. Coming up, I'll play part of this video after calls. Man investigated by police for buying ammunition. Commercial fisherman questioned over purchase of a few boxes of ammo, even as feds buy bullets in huge quantities, $1.4 billion. A commercial fisherman was investigated by police for purchasing a few boxes of ammunition at his local gun store. A shocking example, this happens all the time, people about 200 rounds get visited, of how Americans are being intimidated out of exercising their Second Amendment rights, even as the federal government buys up bullets in vast quantities. Yeah, I was in a gun shop that had cops in it a few weeks ago, and they were freaking out that I was buying a bunch of ammo. They were, oh, a slave? Oh, my God. In a YouTube clip, Brian Loftus reveals how on the 28th of August he purchased a few boxes of ammunition from a local gun shop, only to receive a phone call later from the same evening by the state police. The cops said they needed to talk to Loftus because he had purchased a large amount of ammunition. Loftus said the police, he told that someone at the gun store, Loftus said that police told him someone who was at the gun store while he made the purchase, who works for the chief of police, reported Loftus to make sure he wasn't going to do something crazy. And again, no matter how ridiculous their call is, the cops come because they're meant to, you know, the spy is their boss. I've seen them to the spies. They bow to them. This guy in a suit last week, if you just joined us, Linda West was out with John Bowne. You know, I mean, nice lady, you know, in a dress, executive dress, out there wanting to interview people coming out of a Starbucks downtown. And she's like, sir, we'd like to talk to you. What about? About your view on where the state of the country is, the government. That was her quote. And he says, yeah, hold on. Pulls his camera out, starts taking photos, calls the police on him, and then walks off watching, and the cops pull up and go like this. But see, soon it'll be bye-bye. See, in East Germany, if you weren't a good globalist, you couldn't travel. That's the no-fly list, no travel. Everything they did in the Stasi is here. We've got to say no to this now. They're already arresting people who are peacefully protesting and locking them up saying it's terrorism. No one's even really protesting now. They're so scared. If they convince you to bow down, they win. They come in like a flood. They got re-education camps, everything set up. That's in the Army's own documents. Just look into Army admits. Guys, type this in right now to show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. But for radio listeners, just type in Army admits re-education camp plan because they responded to our article. And then it turned out people were like, you didn't break anything. It's on Army.mil National Guard site out of Kansas. We're like, okay, we were sent it. We called, confirmed it was real. We didn't know it was already on a website. I mean, okay, doesn't that, aren't we good that it's confirmed? No, you're bad. You didn't break anything. So what? We need to throw you people in camps. You know, well, listen, good luck to you people that try. Really good luck to you, scum. Just because you are collaborators with a foreign takeover, you are so sick, you people. You serve this. I'm going to shut up now. Daniel, who's a whistleblower, calling from California. What FEMA region is that? Let's put that up on screen. That's FEMA Region 9. So you're calling us from number 9 there, Daniel. Go ahead and make your point.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hi, I have a problem. I need to admit something. I remember being microchipped in a church. I remember I was in bed for 6 days. My hair was bald for no reason. I remember having my hair cut there, and then all of a sudden I'm in bed, and I'm hearing voices telling me that a bomb's going to explode in my head if I show it to my parents. And I was in bed for 6 days straight because I was hearing the voice. And they were
well, there is a lot of mind control, sir, but we need whistleblowers that can confirm it. Put it in an email. Send it to us. I mean, a government that shoots up small children with syphilis, that's declassified, and radiated 4,000 of them to death, that's declassified, does do a lot of this stuff, but a lot of it's also schizophrenics. Let's talk to Robert in New York with a school spy story. Notice a lot of the InfraGuard aren't calling in. They're like sitting back going, I got the power. I get patted on the head at the FBI office. Robert in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? It's a pleasure to speak with you. First time caller, but long time listener.
Welcome, sir.
Good, thank you. I'll make it kind of short and sweet for you. I know you're busy over there today. Basically, I live in Staten Island, New York, New York City. And my girlfriend's son is in seventh grade, and he goes to this particular school in Staten Island, and he also plays soccer. So he had a soccer game that he's part of the team for the school. On the Saturday morning, we went to the game. So we're watching him play the game, and during intermission of the soccer game, I had to go to the bathroom, right? So I went into the bathroom of the school, and this is the first time I was actually in the bathroom of the school. So I go to the sink to wash my hands on the way out, and the normal signs on the bathroom wall would indicate, please wash your hands as you leave. But not only did it have the sign of wash your hands as you leave, underneath that, it had the Department of Homeland Security mantra, if you see something, say something, plastered right on the wall.
Oh, yeah, no. 8,000 Walmart locations, we now have video, have put it in with big sis saying, watch your neighbors, trust no one but government. There's PSAs on TV. They're now breaking in on cell phones with messages. It's total fear. Fear everyone but government. Spy on everyone. It's a total change in the culture. And they're finding all these nobodies who can't get a job anywhere to be their enforcers. And then they're trying to hire little mid-level managers to be James Bonds. And I've talked to like bartenders and stuff. They'll come up and flash a little badge at women and go, I'm with Homeland Security. And then it turns out, you know, there's some guy that manages a print shop with 30 employees. And I mean, just imagine the power trip now. It's horrible to see this happening.
It's really put a knot in my stomach when I seen them coming after the kids like that, really indoctrinating them at such a young age to be rats on their fellow students.
Sir, they admit that they've got public school teachers now. Remember 10 years ago or so, they said, oh, we have government computers now to make sure in English class you don't plagiarize. But really, everything your kid's writing is going in a government database, and they have, this has come out in the news, I've gotten the manuals. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, so it's 12 years ago. That the ATF runs the class, but no one has even told this. And like the essay today, what type of firearms do your parents have? Tomorrow, what's in the medicine cabinet? Next, does your family smoke marijuana? This is with sixth graders. And they sit there and write it in a database, and the ATF is running it in town. I mean, it's Stasi. The government's criminal. They're murderers. They're evil. We're red alert, folks. Red alert, red alert, red alert. I'm sorry. Anything else, sir?
It's just a shame that when I brought it up to the attention of a few parents at the soccer game, they all have their heads in the sand thinking that there's nothing wrong with this. They think it's just for the protection of other students because of bullying. That's what the school tells the kids.
Oh, yeah. The feds for bullying. I hear you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to break and come back with all the other people that are holding an ammo buying horror story from John, Angel, a whistleblower. Julio with spying story and others. After those five calls right there, I promise Scott, InfoMom, John, Chuck, Lionheart, Dead, Blake, Chris, we're going to get to all of you, okay? Two phone systems going here. The Genesis phone system only takes six calls. Ours could take up to 100, but that's all crazy. Listen, if you knew history, I know they haven't taught it to most people out there, new listeners. You would be totally freaked out, folks. What we're seeing is the greatest evil the world has ever witnessed. We still got running parallel our basic freedom, but they built up this giant parallel system. They're getting ready to switch the tracks. And It's amazing. I mean, my dad won't tell me the whole story because of a patient-client, you know, doctor privilege. But he told me the Stasi agents they're sending in are the worst people he knows. He's known one of them over a decade. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'm going to continue. Ryan in Texas, Army base filming, blocking story. Corey, active duty Army, people calling in about spy stories, government training them to be spies. John in Texas has an ammo buying horror story. We've got Angel, who's a whistleblower, and loaded phone lines over here, and I got a bunch of news I've got to get to. The point is, It's like you buy two boxes of ammo now and the cops come. And you're like, what? It's about you're bad. It's about a perception that, oh, you're not allowed to clean your gun in your backyard. Your neighbor saw you're going to jail. And you're like, but why? You're just going to jail. But we're going to say it's psychiatric. And that's how the secret police are coming. Oh, you know, there's THC in your blood. They take your blood and you're having a baby, guilty until proven innocent, give you a false positive. Or so what if you were smoking pot? It's nothing compared to mothers, you know, taking Prozac or whatever. Or they tell them take flu shots they know are killing the babies. Up until 4 years ago, they never said don't take, they never said take flu shots when you're pregnant. Now they say you need to do it. I mean, it's just crazy how criminal this government is. And all these weirdos saying yes to it because it's the authority. That's not what America was based on. All right, who should I go to next here? Let's go to John with an ammo-buying horror story. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Well, last Thanksgiving, I went over to up Michigan to see my mother, and I went over to see a close friend of mine, and he told me that a friend of his had went to a sporting goods store to buy 500 rounds of .223 ammo. And he said the next day he had two sheriff detectives at his door knocking, wanting to know why he bought that ammo and what he was going to do with it. And at the time, I said, well, you know, man, I never heard of that before. That's something new on me, you know. But now I guess this is starting to take off all across the country, you know.
Yeah, if you type in police visit man after ammo purchase, you can find it. And it's almost always some old veteran with no criminal record. Or if you buy two or three guns, they come and say, what are those for? Well, I don't know. The guns I all bought have doubled or more in value. It's an investment. I bought five guns a few weeks ago. Hadn't bought guns in about a year. None of your business. None of your business. You are who needs to be watched. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Ryan in Texas, listening on 90.1 FM here in Austin. Ryan, tell us your story quickly.
Hey, Alex. Good to be talking to you, first time caller. Okay, I saw an article on InfoWars that Apple had patented technology where they could prevent your iPhone from filming.
Yes.
Well, I had actually experienced this. Because I went to the Boneyard. It was an Air Force active military base called Boneyard. They had all the decommissioned aircraft.
Yeah, incredible footage. It's in a lot of films.
Well, I wish I could have gathered footage with my iPhone, but when I was on the bus, my iPhone was disabled. It wouldn't. It would allow me to go all the way to the camera setting, and then when I would turn it to film, it wouldn't allow me to film. I tried it three times.
No, they admit the Department of Defense has that. Everything is backdoored, and that was in Wired last week. In fact, you can just type in Apple patents disabler, but they already have that, and it's just a new patent. But they've already been doing it where you go to a rock concert and suddenly all your phones are disabled. That's why we've got to also save, and we have saved all our old low tech cameras. Because now they can just give a general order when they SWAT team your house or whatever that any live streams or whatever are killed. This is the whole new battle plan. And, I mean, now, how are you sure they turned off your phone?
The fact that it was working perfectly before I got on the bus. I was at the Air Force Museum, so I was looking at all the planes. So I was filming around the museum. And then I got on the bus, I had to give them my ID and then go on to the Air Force base. But then when I was on the Air Force base, I tried three times to open up my phone to film all the aircraft. You know, this is after the American government sold 34 F-16s to Syria, you know, 84 of them or something like that.
No, you don't understand. All these foreign governments are good. You're bad. You're the ultimate enemy. You think the globalists hate Afghans because they won't only sell opium to them? The globalists hate you so much because of who you are, who your ancestors were. You've been the big enemy. That's why they fluoridate our water, GMO our food. We are the big enemy. They have us fight their wars while they're killing us with soft kill weapons. They have our troops. Only military in the world that lets ground troops use DU other than the Israelis. That all blows back on Israel as well. They hate our military. And, yeah, no doubt, that's the new system. They admit we're police hit one button and all the cell phones turn off. Not just the phones aren't going to work. They do not want a record. And that's why you've got to go with low-tech cameras. Do not throw away old cameras. Do not throw away old tech. Remember this. I predict now that within 5 years, old tech will be as valuable as gold. I'm going to say this again. I predict that within 5 years, old tech will be as valuable as gold. Everything has back doors in it. Everything has kill switches in it. Everything is run by the DARPA mega kill system. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right. We are the heart of the human resistance. We are aware of the global psychopath guilds intending to leverage humanity with third world slave labor in this phase, then with automated robots, combat drones, ground, air, and sea, use them centrally commanded against the majority of humanity that is resisting them. But if we can break through their manipulation system, we can save humanity. But a hellish system of control is being set up. Now, I've got to race through calls now because I need to get into gold confiscation news, and I'm looking for my ABC News article that I had here, if you guys will reprint that for me. And I've got just a bunch of other news. I haven't gotten to the news about the article confirmed where if you buy two boxes of ammo, the police call you, again, implying you've done something wrong. They're now grabbing veterans with no criminal record, putting them in mental institutions. I mean, it is just total Stasi takeover. We've got a top professor coming on soon, an expert on the Stasi. But real fast, because I want to go to this phone list, Scott, John, Chuck, Lionheart, Blake, Chris, we'll get to you in just a moment. But finishing up with some of these, we have Steve, who has a friend at InfraGuard. That's the giant spy network, not fighting Al-Qaeda, but just spying on gun owners, Christians, conservatives, were all listed as terrorists publicly, as you know, returning veterans, number one terrorist. I want to go to Corey in Connecticut, active duty Army. What's your take on all this, Corey?
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, I guess.
Awesome, my man. No, one of the things I just wanted to touch on, which shocked me this weekend, just ending up on a drill. Obviously, we got to do our weekends. The big thing here, any active duty military, National Guard, Reserve can I pass for, is they have these things called family readiness groups that they've been pushing. One of the pieces of training that we went through this weekend is one of the mandatory things that everybody has to do now, Armed Forces-wide. It's called MTBI, mandatory training. And what they're basically doing, from what I understand here, is Yale and UConn Health Center, they're pushing through a new study here in the state that children that are going through sports programs, they have to have a TBI scan before the season, and if there's any occurring concussions or TBIs, even at the children's level, they have to have another one before they even start the soccer season or the football season. And they're trying to push this here now through the family readiness groups to try and get to soldiers' kids who might be either in the community or even on active duty posts. But I find that kind of disturbing at the fact that they're making these kids now go through CAT scans before they even play a sport now.
Yeah, let me explain, sir. This is a total mega tyranny. CAT scans deliver a lot more radiation than a old chest X-ray. They, when they miscalibrate them, guys, type in badly calibrated CAT scans make hair fall out. It's even New York Times. They've actually, people have died days after a high-powered CAT scan. And they are now, this is the medicalized mafia. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. And that's what I talked about this weekend. I had people at Barton Springs and somebody at the grocery store run up to me going, they're taking my neighbor's kid, they're taking my sister's kid, because they went in to have a baby and found THC, or they found painkiller. And in both cases, my sister doesn't smoke marijuana, or you know, my neighbor doesn't use painkillers. You know, they're an executive. And the point is, they take your blood. They don't tell you, hey, you're coming into a law enforcement situation. You have a right to remain silent. They tell you, hi, how you doing? You got enough money at home? They're putting in a. It's all predatory. They're making the nurses take all the shots. They're illegally injecting kids with shots all over the country. Sir, 4 years ago, all inserts for vaccines said do not take vaccines when you're pregnant. It's been known forever to cause miscarriages, autoimmune problems, deformities, death. Now they say women, you need shots. They're setting the precedent to give you shots and have the doctors and nurses follow orders. And you talk to any nurse or doctor, they'll go, yeah, they did say that until 4 years ago. They're just getting us ready. They're just getting us used to it. And then it's so horrible. And yes, that's the medical tyranny where they're now saying, you've got to wear an ID bracelet if you want to be on the football team. Now everybody has to wear it. And Department of Defense with AI computers watching the food you eat. That's going on nationwide. I mean, we are in a it's like aliens took over and are in human form, you know, and this is a scientific takeover. It might as well be that. It's like body snatchers or something. It's like the thing. It might as well be something. I mean, it's that bad. It is a tyranny that makes every other tyranny pale because it's creeping. It's systematic. It's psychological. It tests. It's got people in stratas. It's Satan, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is beyond human stuff. That's why I say aliens. It is so, when you study it and see the master programming of it, and it's so incredible. And what's even more frustrating is, the minions of it have no idea they're going to be destroyed. And so, yeah, now the military tells you how to take care of your family, get ready, all this stuff, and CAT scans for your children. Guys, make a note. That's going to be big news. That's important because I'll guarantee you what the caller's saying will end up, you know, being out there somewhere so we can verify this. What else? I mean, I know there's lots of riot training going on right now.
Well, that's for certain. I mean, like old stuff before it can even be put out to like an Army or Navy store, just cutting it up. I mean,
you don't want the enemy to have it. You know, back when the government wasn't all bad, they wanted the people to have it. You don't want the enemy to have that stuff. Are the men around you figuring out that there's a massive battle buildup against the people?
They are. And like I said, even my officers, they're seeing, because they're receiving these random notices from the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense and Health Affairs. And it's basically stating with the kids, and this is why we brought it up yesterday, is the fact that, hey, if your child needs a CAT scan before he can even play a sport, they're sending out these letters now in the mail for research.alterum.org, and they're trying to ask, hey, your child has been picked for a random survey. And I'm like, no, this ain't a random survey. It's like now they're starting to see what the types of training that they want.
Well, also, they've injected you with nanotech. That's now been confirmed. They call it viruses. It's not really a vaccine. They go, oh, this specially designed virus will make you feel good or make you... Notice in the movie, the newborn movie, that's very accurate, they give you a virus that eats parts of the brain so that you will be able to run further. It cuts out your governor. I've discovered declassified viral injection studies 20 years ago they did. That movie's real. So the troops have had everything tested on you when they're lining you up and not telling you what it is. So they want CAT scans of you and your family because it's multi-generational. They want to see what mutations are in your children. In 1968, when they released a bioweapon and killed a bunch of people on the New York subway, the tales remain classified, they had army doctors posing in all the local hospitals to track it and stayed and followed those families for decades. You understand? And it's so diabolical. I appreciate your call, sir. God help us. The pure massive evil we face is just unendingly. That's the problem. In a trillion shows, I couldn't tell you everything they're doing. It's all beyond anything people can imagine. People think, oh, you're fear-mongering, you're exaggerating. No, I'm holding back, okay? It's worse than I'm even telling you. All right? It is beyond anything you can imagine. It is a scientific technocracy that sees us as dumb animals and is testing everything on us. They are testing super cancers on us so they can create cures for themselves while killing us, while extracting all the money you save when you get cancer at 50. They inject you with cancers that are designed to activate in the viral plaques in the tissues when your hormone level goes down. I've never been for hormone replacement because it can cause cancer in the studies, but now I've been seeing some studies that the reason people are living longer with hormone replacement is because it's blocking the SV40 and other viral plaques that you've been injected with. They're hitting us and hitting us hard on every level. And I'm sick of it. Idiots out there that serve the system, you're dead too. They've already soft-killed you, you moron. There is no joining with this. It's pure death. You can't make a deal with it. All right, I'm going to go to the other phone system here in about 5 minutes. We're going to go to Steve with Friend of InfraGuard. We've got other InfraGuard people. We've got Scott who disagrees. We've got another whistleblower, Angel. We'll get to all of you. But that's just the Genesis phone system. I haven't gone to Scott, John, Chuck, Lionheart, and Blake and Chris. I promise I'll get to you, even though we have Tom Woods coming up. But we'll just, he's a good guy about libertarianism and freedom. But we're light years into another dimension on this, okay? And only facing up to the true magnitude of what we're dealing with is going to stop this. Do you understand this is how you act when you're aware of this information? You've got to get moving. You've got to get out of your trance. Man, that's why I welcome the tyranny, because you'll know it's real, folks, when they are stomping you in a parking lot telling you not to talk about it, or when they call up and death threat you and tell you what you were talking about. You'll know it's real, folks. You'll know it's real. You'll know it's real when you stare it right in the eyes. And let me tell you, it's real. You can smell it. Your instinct knows it. People that you talk about this, they get upset at you because deep down they're afraid. They know you're telling the truth. Deep down, they know. Deep down, they know. And that's why they think you're the one causing the problem, because you're bringing up. You're pulling the scab off. But we need to pull the scab off. I wanted to shift gears because I saw this last week, but the ABC News, CBS News, and others never said why the jury ruled. But then I went and found another case in 2002 where the family found one 1933 St. Gaudens coin and sold it for $7.59 million, and the jury found that they should get half the money. Now, again, they confiscated the gold in 1933, and these particular ones of that year were listed in the order. Again, I can't believe our forebears were told by a crook government, turn your gold in, and they did. I mean, was there nothing you won't do? They order you to, you know, give them your wife, would you do it? They ordered you to stick your baby in a meat grinder or stick their arm down a garbage disposal. Would you do it? I guess I am crazy because I wouldn't do it. And a lot of you, I guess, think of that. That's normal. I just don't understand it. I don't understand being servile, because I'm nobody special. But let me tell you, I found out about a total attack on me and my family. I get hopping mad. Here's the headline, ABC News. Judge says 10 rare coins worth $80 million belong to Uncle Sam. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here to explain this. These people got this out of a safety deposit box that had been willed to them, and there were 10 of them. And it says the king of Saudi Arabia, had sold one, King Farouk. No, that was King Farouk of Egypt, for $20 million. And so, they went to, show them to the government and get them appraised, and the government took them. People dig up dinosaur bones on their own property, and the government comes and takes them, even though common law and law says you own it. They're just crooks, folks. You figured that out yet? And Ted Anderson's the expert on this to explain what's confiscatable, what isn't confiscatable. If you care to get stuff they claim they can't confiscate. Look, I got whatever I want, and you're not taking it, you filthy, murdering scum. It's time to pull down these tyrants and say what they are. Ted Anderson, tell us, because you've been in over 30 years in gold and silver, 15 years with Midas Resources, Inc., where I get my gold and silver. And, yeah, this is a gold and silver pitch mixed in with news. Because gold is up 50-something bucks in the last week, and I've got a big stack of news on that I'll get to in a moment. But Ted Anderson, what's going on with this, where they're taking people's gold?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Alex, is if you find some coins in a safety deposit box, one of the last places you want to take it to is the U.S. Mint, or to the government, for that matter. I mean, they are not your friend. They're never going to be your friend. Anytime you do that, they're going to think that it's theirs. You know, that's just simple. These people made a big mistake. But yeah, indeed, these are the coins that sold for $7.5 million each. This family has $80 million worth of coins. They bring it down to the U.S. Mint to see if they're authentic. The U.S. Mint decides to confiscate them from them because of the executive order of 1933. Which you got to remember, Franklin D. Roosevelt passed this executive order right after inauguration. He shut the banks down on a Friday and called in the gold on a Monday, and all of a sudden gold became a $10,000 fine and or 10 years imprisonment if you own gold. You know, every now and then I get trouble emails and people send me little hate mails. Ah, you're talking about gold confiscation. Well, guess what? It did happen, and here it is extended all the way into the year 2012 that people are getting their gold confiscated from them because of the executive order in 1933.
And in the past, the government would split it with you, which is robbery. But now... And again, let's explain this, ladies and gentlemen. They took the gold, and in the next few years, it doubled in price. It was all shipped to the Rothschilds and others. This is mainline news. And again, I'm proud of the fact my great-grandfather in Dallas, he didn't turn his in. But, I mean, so many people lined up and turned their gold in. This is why it's important to get gold and silver. People are like, why? They might confiscate it. Because they're going to devalue the dollar if things keep going in this direction, and at least you'll have something that is worth something is the point. You know, it's like saying, why have kids? They might get run over by a car. That's just giving up on life. The best move, from my view and my research, is gold and silver, Ted.
It has been. And as a matter of fact, $20.67 is what they confiscated gold back in 1933, right after the executive order. They raised that the very year after to $36 an ounce. So all the gold that they took from the people, and then they put it in their coffers, they devaluate the currency, so now the gold goes up to $36 an ounce. I mean, it's just highway robbery. These people, again, Alex, they're not your friends. If you think the government's out here to help you, think again. And this family out here in Pennsylvania found that out real fast. I mean,
well, they sure helped them in Katrina, raping the women and taking the guns. I mean, that was nice.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. So, but can gold confiscation happen again? Of course it can. If the Federal Reserve System decides that they need to have the gold, they're going to go straight to the Secretary of Treasury, straight to the President of the United States, and you're going to hear things about martial law and so on and so forth, just like we had when Bush was leaving office and we needed TARP so bad.
And here's the deal, though. I guarantee you, the people aren't turning their gold and silver in. It's not going to happen. People are wise now. They know what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they already are stealing your paper money by devaluing it. And they can digitally manipulate you. That's why the elites. I've got the articles here today. The king of the bond market, the bond king, buys gold, not bonds. Bloomberg reports on Bill Gross saying move heavily into gold, $1.8 trillion under management. We've got another one here. Vladimir Putin doubles down on gold. Universities buying gold. Government buying gold. But telling you, George Soros buying gold, but telling you, you don't want to buy gold, Ted.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to push people away from gold and silver because they want to keep them into paper. It's like, hey, we're getting out, but you guys stay in. We're the insiders. We know what's going on, but we don't want you getting away from paper. We don't want you getting into gold. I mean, it's absolutely, it's becoming comical.
Do you have any gold left from last week since it's gone up $50 at the old prices?
Well, we do. We do have a few things. The $20 Liberties currently right now are at 2076. We do have the Canadian Maple Leaf. For just real quick, let me look at that quote. It is right now.
Skip the break, John. I got to keep. We're skipping the network break. Station shouldn't go over this. It's a network break. Please continue, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1,888.40. You know, we do have the franc coin right now at 377.61.
Great deal.
For those of you who are interested in knowing more about the executive order of 1933, we do have a PDF version of it. We'll be happy to email it to you. If you want, we'll even mail it to you, snail mail it to you for those of you who are not online. Yeah, indeed.
Let me give that number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-237. The gold market is heating up ahead of QE3, which they're probably going to do right after they kick Obama out. And put in their new puppet, Romney. That's when I'm looking for QE3. What do you say to that, Ted?
Well, you know, they're not. I just read an article today. They're not only talking about QE3. They're just talking about perpetuating quantitative easing so they don't have to call it QE3 anymore.
Yeah, oh, we didn't lie. We promised we never do QE3. We promised we never lose our AAA+, which we now have. We promised Europe won't get a negative Moody's. Now it has. We promise. The TSA, we don't stick our hands down your pants, as there's video of it. Now that we always stick our hands down your pants, just incessant lying, Ted, and Midas Resources is where I get my gold and silver, folks, and then it ends up supporting the broadcast, the tiny profit they make. Give Ted and his great brokers a call, and they're almost out of the Big Brother books. Ted is down to 3 boxes of what, 40 of Mark Dice's excellent book, Big Brother, Parallels to 1984 and What's Happening Today. And we're going to have a new deal. Once those are gone, you get one of those books free and the Amazing American Dream 35-minute animated film about the history of the Rothschild banking takeover. Those are both free. That's a $30 value conservatively for both those when you get 2 silver dollars at cost. What's the current price of those 2 silver dollars and the 2 free gifts?
I'm still holding it at $63, Alex, but silver has gone up well beyond that number. So, yeah, you better...
So you couldn't even get silver dollars at that price?
No, you're not going to buy the silver dollars for that, much less get the books and the video.
Okay, so, and folks, he's got it right now, 800-686-2237. How many boxes? You told me a few days ago, 3 boxes?
I'm down to such a small quantity, and we're going to have to switch to the American, Dishonest Money book, because that book is definitely short and spicy. So you might get one or the other, but I would suggest that you get moving if you want to do it.
I was about to say, that deal had to change by tomorrow, and I guess we're already behind the eight ball. We got to change the ad on InfoWars.com.
This last weekend, I mean, Alex, the orders blew up. Things were quiet before. The supplies were lasting. Now it's just like they're flying out the door. So we're doing the best we can to get everybody what they ordered. But if you can't get the American Dream video, we're going to go to Dishonest Money, which is also very relevant to what's going on right now.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. The elites are all getting into gold and silver. The silver dollar deal Ted just mentioned, no one can beat. Okay? That is insane. Literally. 800-686-2237. He gave you a few of the Alex Jones specials that are left. To get the lowest price below us, even on the internet, at MidasResources.com, call them and say, I want the Alex Jones special. Those are the best deals offered by Midas Resources. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, there you go. Gold confiscation in America. You've got documents, government documents. You'll send them a free report. Generally, it's the collector coins that they can't go after, correct? But government, U.S. government-issued bullion is what they claim they can try to grab, correct, Ted?
Yeah, it's typically the bullion coins that are what are going to be taken. And so if you're interested in having something diversify your portfolio a bit, look at the older 20s or even the more modern commemoratives, because in 1926, they had the $2.50 sesquicentennial coin, and in 1933, they couldn't take that coin because the U.S. Mint.
Exactly. And, Ted, you've even for a long time been selling bullion-priced coins that are really numismatic and semi-numismatic. So a lot of the coins you've...
I think it's very important that people get a lot of gold and a lot of silver for their money. I think that's very important because the way the economy is playing out here, you need to have something that is going to be tradable and easily liquidated. But I can tell you, there are a few little flaws in some of the things that are out there where you have to have the 60-45 revenue ruling reporting. There's cash reporting that goes on. There's a few little details that you need to know what to avoid and how to buy and
Ted Anderson will tell you, a lot of the other companies won't tell you. I'm not saying they're bad. It's just that Ted's the man, the patriot, 800-686-237. Thank you, Ted, for that report.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Okay, we got Tom Woods coming up. I got loaded phone lines with whistleblowers. I've got to get to Scott, John, Chuck, Lionheart. I'm going to get to you, but I've got a rule. Look at all, finally got the InfraGuard callers. I've got to go to these. Scott, real fast, you disagree. What do you disagree about? The government loves us? What is it?
Well, what I disagree with is just a couple of the assertions you've made. A couple times that you have said about your dad being, that he said that he's been asked to be a whistleblower. You know, you've said this now a couple times over the last few years. It's time to have him on the air so we can actually, you know, you, just saying something like that isn't good enough.
Hey, wait a minute. Put him on hold for a minute. It's public that InfraGuard has got citizen spies everywhere, and they say, don't trust a woman in a baby carriage, Associated Press. Look it up. It's public. We broke the clergy response team deal. Now it's in the over 100,000 preachers trained to spy. I can play newscasts here of them saying that on their flocks. My dad's name is David R. Jones. He's a dentist. He's called in a few times over the years. And he was approached by Homeland Security, and so was other people he works with, and he talked to other dentists around town. So your implication with a PSYOP here, calling in, implying that I'm lying about InfraGuard. Am I lying about TSA on the streets 10 years ago? Now it's happening. Am I lying about the NSA spying on us without warrants? Now admitted. Am I lying about FEMA camps, which they now admit they set up? I mean, all of this is public. So my dad is very private. So is my mother. But it's in the news that they're recruiting people. Are you denying InfraGuard exists? Go ahead, Scott.
All I'm saying is get your dad on the air.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Look at your talking point. I asked you a question. Does InfraGuard and clergy response team exist? You want to change the story with an ad hominem attack and claim I'm lying as if I'm not saying my dad told me about this. Linda West in front of the reporter had one of these guys come up. What does Tony Montana call it? You want a Chivano in every corner watching you, telling you what to do, what to sleep? You want to eat squid? I got squid coming out of my ears. I want my rights, just like the Jimmy Carter says. Are you denying all this is going on? I don't have time. One more comment, Walnut. You got anything else to say, Walnut Brain?
Call your dad. Put him on the air.
There you go. You unbelievable. There you go, folks. There's no InfraGuard. Even then, go to FBI.gov and see it. There's no spies. There's no TSA. None of it. Pure ad hominem would never respond. Does InfraGuard exist? The implication of that is amazing. And I should actually get my dad on. He's been handing out those medical cards we promote through InfoWarsRx.com. Little plug here. He's got those. And I can't believe I just spent time with him. He's seen an incredible response with his patients. So I do intend to have him do a testimonial, but I haven't gotten around to that yet. Okay, I'm ranting and raving. Fingerprinted at work, friend of InfraGuard, InfraGuard stories. We'll take a couple of those, and we'll get to everybody else. We need to talk to Tom Woods if you're calling on the InfoWars phone lines. I'm trying my best today. And you heard it, though. There's no police state. The guy said so.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
Jator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.